98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A new prize.
What is it? What is it? Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy. It's always chaotic and so much fun and also very glamorous. The second Matchy Matchy starts, I just feel like a different person.
It's the same. I think it's the sequin jacket you've got on.
Absolutely. And a nice shoulder
and that eyelash.
Pad.
Yeah. And you mentioned this morning when you were outside, you saw they're cleaning the roof.
I'm glad. It's been a long year. Well, it was a long year. So we're really excited to play.
Clearly.
We have a new prize, as I mentioned.
Oh, yes.
Let's find out now what it is. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Win, win, win. Get driving with this voucher to go motor racing.
Ooh. Get stylish with a Dyson Airwrap.
Have a zen night in with a cheese board and a candle.
Grab a trolley with its €200 grocery voucher.
Grab your veg with this incredible soup maker.
And who's that at the door?
Good morning.
Claudia.
What's this we have to give away?
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
Thanks, Claudia.
I will see you all at breakfast.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll see you there, love.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, a surprise appearance from Claudia Winkleman with AI,
no
Rebecca and Brendan.
Way, that's gas.
Fully obsessed. Traitor's cloaks are the new prize in Matchy
Brilliant.
Matchy. And hoping she can get her hands on them this morning is a true faithful. It's Leah. Leah, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Leah. Are you watching the Traitors at the moment?
I'm actually not. No, I'm probably the only one in the country that's not watching that.
Leah, that's okay. You can get on board and catch up. It's really, really good.
Especially
so worth
if
it.
You win these cloaks.
Yes. Yeah.
My brother keeps going on about it, but I don't know.
Oh, Leah, it's brilliant.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Very good.
I think you'd love
it. I'll have to watch it.
Come here. You've nice plans in a couple of weeks' time. What are you doing?
We're going to Amsterdam.
Oh,
me and my boyfriend.
Great. Yeah. Have you been before?
Yeah, we went to the centre the last time, so we're decided to go to like a little town called Haarlem. It's just out of the centre.
Oh,
very
lovely.
Good. It's such a great city.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Very nice. Leah, how do you do when you play along with Matchy Matchy?
Not that great, to be honest.
Okay.
But I said I may as well just pop on and try.
Oh, I love that you're playing. Who would you like to play with this morning?
I'm going to pick Rebecca.
Woo!
Off you go to the soundproof booth. Freshly cleaned for your arrival this morning. The smelling of Lily of the Valley. Leah, let's try and get you a Matchy Matchy with our Reb this morning. Kickstart the week in style. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is room.
Room. Changing room, would that work?
You're saying changing?
Yeah.
Your second word is boy.
Boy, was it?
Boy, yep.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend. And your third word is culture.
Culture club.
Okay, after room, you've said changing. After boy, yeah, you're saying friend. And after culture, you're going club. Leah, yeah, are we locking those in?
Locking them in.
We're locking them in. Said with confidence. The words are locked in and we're getting Rebecca back from that freshly cleaned soundproof booth. How are you?
Hello.
Striding into studio this
sif
morning. Oh, lovely. I love that. Love that smell.
Honestly, SIF does the job.
Remember when they changed the name from JIF to SIF?
I know, that was a big change.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Leah this morning is room.
Room mate.
Your second word is boy.
Boy, girl.
And your third word is culture.
Culture. Hmm. Right. Culture. I'm going to say culture night. I know it's not until September.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Leah this morning?
Oh, Leah,
no,
sorry.
No, not this morning, guys. You didn't match any this morning. After room, Leah said changing.
Yes.
After boy, Leah went with friends.
Oh, very good.
And after culture, Leah went with culture club.
Oh, and I was going to say culture beat.
Oh, great one as well. Not to be this morning, Leah. Thank you so much for playing, though. We're going to send you a 98 FM goodie bag.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Oh, thanks for playing,
Enjoy
Leah. Have
Amsterdam.
A great week.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, Leah. Bye. I would have matched with you on Culture Night, definitely. I don't know if I would have come up with a word after room. I would completely blank.
Room. I was going to say to improve.
Yeah, room improve, maybe, just because it's on at the moment.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big. 98FM.
Brandon, you're going to be chatting about a coffee cup.
Yeah, it's on the way. First, though, I think there were a few times last year where you could see the Northern Lights from Dublin.
Yes.
And yourself and myself missed.
We're always asleep.
We're always in bed. Mm-hmm. I think it might happen like two, maybe three times. By the third time, we were like, oh, forget about it. Well, just a few months ago then as well, I think it was just before Christmas, somebody thought they saw the Northern Lights in Dublin out
Lovely
past
pink
swords,
in the sky.
But it turned out that it was actually the lights from Keeling's
the
farm.
Strawberries.
Yeah, they were growing the strawberries with the lights, right? Well, did you see the sky over Birmingham was glowing a hot pink the other night?
Oh, really?
So there's photos of this all over the internet. It looks so impressive. It's not the Northern Lights and it's not a fruit farm either, but a football stadium.
Really?
So there was that storm the other last week that went over kind of the south of England.
There was
and
a lot of snow in Birmingham last week. Yeah,
a lot of snow. So snow fell across parts of England and in Birmingham. This was on Thursday night that this happened, right? And at the same time, Birmingham City lit up their pitch with giant pink lights.
Okay.
And one meteorologist said that because of the cloud was really low and then snow started to fall, the whole sky
the
all over Birmingham.
Colour contrast.
Yeah, it lit up basically because it was like it was able to reflect across the sky.
Very Barbie.
Very, very Barbie. So it lit up the sky right across Birmingham and even further afield in other kind of towns and cities nearby. And everyone's just sharing their photos online, but it looks so cool.
I'd say so.
Yeah, it looked deadly. Up next this morning, a woman in California has celebrated her 50th birthday by marrying her dog.
Oh.
Singer Jenny Lewis.
I love
Lewis.
Animals, but not that much.
Jenny Lewis, she's a singer and she's also been in loads of TV shows. She tied the knot with her cockapoo at the weekend. Now, I think Jenny was being very tongue-in-cheek about the whole thing. She was well in on the whole joke. Her dog slash husband is named Bobby Rhubarb.
Oh,
that's a
Bobby
great name.
Rhubarb.
Bobby Rhubarb. So for their big day, Jenny wore a white dress and Bobby, who's an all-black cockapoo, he wore a white collar.
Oh, how chic.
Very. Bobby Rhubarb, he's been in Jenny's life for many years. She's even written a song about him called A Puppy and a Truck, which she released in 2021.
Is she a country singer?
I think she's a bit of a rock.
I
think she was in a band. I think she was in a band that was quite well known, but I don't know their name or any of their songs.
Okay.
But I think she's a 250,000 followers on Instagram. Ooh. So like she is well known.
Yeah.
Now, their wedding doubled as an intimate musical showcase.
Okay.
For some of Jenny's new tunes.
One way
right?
to get a headline.
There you have it. Jenny did duet with some of her longtime collaborators, and she also performed a cover of this song.
California.
Phantom Planet,
the
OC.
That's not Jenny there, but that is the OG. But she did cover that at her wedding ceremony / musical showcase / 50th.
That's one way to pass January.
Get married to your dog and have a musical showcase.
Why not?
Like me in my bedroom when I was 10.
Yes.
Now it's time for a musical showcase. Finally this morning, a woman on the internet has made a discovery that's got a lot of people quite excited, right? Tanisha Kinley's her name. She's from Leeds and she works as a barista.
Mm-hmm.
She was out catching up with a friend recently and her friend was like, sorry, will you just hold my coffee cup there? She was drinking an oat coffee from Costa, right?
Yeah.
So when Tanisha looked down at the cup, she had a startling realisation. The letter O in the name Costa had been circled by the person who'd made her coffee.
Yeah.
And Tanisha was like, O for oat.
Oh, so that's how they know that it's the oat milk.
Yeah.
So when you're ever getting a coffee there, you just have a look at the O.
Circle the O.
That's so clever.
This is what Tanisha thought, right?
Yeah.
So then she took a closer look and came up with a theory of her own, right? That's got, this theory of hers now has got almost 1 million views and tens of thousands of likes online. Get this, right? So Costa is spelt C-O-S-T-A.
Yeah.
Tanisha's theory is that Costa is named after all of the milks that they serve. C for coconut.
Okay.
O for oat.
Right.
S for soy.
Mm.
Now the next one, I think she's clutching at straws. T for traditional, as in cow's milk.
Yeah.
And A for almond. Almond. I can never say that word.
For almond milk?
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's a great theory.
It's a great theory. However,
I suppose they could circle whatever.
Yeah, I think it works.
Respective letter for whatever was ordered. But I don't know if those milks were popular when Costa started.
There you have it. So I think it's a coincidence that it can work like that.
Yeah.
But I debunked it very quickly at 6 o'clock this morning because Costa gets its name from the two Italian brothers who set it up when they moved to London in the 70s. Their names were Sergio and Bruno Costa.
I see.
It is named after
any
the Costa
brothers.
Any relation
to Anthony Costa in Blue?
Maybe. Get them on. What's that show? Who do you think you are? Imagine if he found out he was related to Sergio and Bruno. Oh. So Costa, named after the Costa brothers, but the letters on the cups do lend themselves.
Could be a new system for them, Brendan.
To know what your milk is. That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.